Good evening, everyone. It is 6:45. We're going to start our 4 Mile Special Service District meeting. We have just a couple things tonight, our business items. Discuss possible action to adopt Resolution 24-13, which is accepting a petition for annexation of certain real property into the 4 Mile Special Service District. Jenny?
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, board members. This is a formal petition received by the property owners of Harrisville Fields subdivision. So this is situated south of North Harrisville Road and north of North Street. And there is no Pine View water service in this area, so part of the subdivision requirement was annexation into the 4 Mile Special Service District. So this resolution accepts the petition of the property owners to consider the annexation. This is not, just to be clear, this is not the actual annexation. It is the resolution to accept their petition. And then we have a number of steps that we have to follow, including a public hearing. Once those items have been addressed, then we will come before the board again with a resolution that formally annexes into the 4 Mile Special Service District. So as part of the development, there is an irrigation pond requirement with water shares turned over to the city to provide that secondary water system.
Go ahead. So really, this is just about secondary water?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Because I was going to ask, I haven't been as familiar with the 4 Mile area. So. Okay.
So the 4 Mile Special, just a little history there for your benefit. The 4 Mile Special Service District was created as a special service district governed by the city council that sits as the board members to provide secondary services in areas of the city where Pine View is either not an option for infrastructure reasons or the areas in the city are not eligible to be annexed into the Pine View district. And because of the housing regulations from the state, the city had to get creative to provide a pressurized secondary water system. So what happens in these situations, the developer is required to meet the water needs of the subdivision by providing an irrigation pond and a pump house, and the irrigation systems are put in, the infrastructure is put in during the development process. Once everything's tested, and our public works director can speak better to this than myself, but once the system has been pressurized and tested and works appropriately after the conditional use process or the conditional approval of the subdivision, then it is taken over and dedicated to the city. The people that reside in the special service district do pay an assessment fee to be in that district, just like you would pay a Pine View or irrigation shares if you flooded it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Does Dixon Creek play a role in this at all? I know they have a few shares of folks in there.
The developer does own rights to Dixon Creek, and we're in process of finding out how the city can tap into that. That's part of the development process. They will have to provide certification of that time or the water that is that they own the water rights for out of Dixon Creek. Any other questions?
And what happens if we're not accepting this petition? Is it kind of kill that subdivision?
Okay. Yes, it definitely would. They don't have opportunity to be annexed into Pine View for both reasons. They're
right,
outside
right.
of the district boundaries, and they're also there's no infrastructure on that side of Highway 89, basically.
And do we have the proposal of what that subdivision would look like?
Yes, this is the subdivision map. This is the annexation map. The engineer's office, those are all the engineer's red lines, that the corrections that he's suggesting that their team make before the annexation is accepted and filed. After it's approved through the board, then we send it off to the lieutenant governor's office for certification, and then it's recorded at the county so that the county knows which parcels are assessed those fees.
It looks like it's just purely residential. There's no
correct. And a large portion of that area outlined there is the floodplain as well. And that, if you might remember us talking about this development about 2 months ago.
Thank you.
Anything else? If not, are we ready for a vote? A motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution 2413 accepting a petition for annexation of a certain real property into the 4 Mile Special Service District.
I'll second you.
Okay, I have a motion in a second. This is a roll call. Trustee Christensen?
Yes.
Trustee Weiss?
Yes.
Trustee Fawcett?
Yes.
Trustee Williamson?
Yes.
Trustee Jackson?
Yes.
All right. That was unanimous. Thank you. Is there anything that we need to follow up with the board?
I believe I gave all of that follow up just a little bit ago. If there are any other questions, I'm happy to answer.
All right. If not, we're going to have a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right. Motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned for the next 10 minutes.